Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of the Palestinian territories in Israel. The Quran, the holy book of the Muslim people, requires holy war against the Jews. That's the headline. David Dolan comes to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
I understand the Palestinian Authority Mufti, which would be the highest ranking Islamic cleric there with the Palestinian Authority, has said that the Sharia obligates every Muslim to make holy war, jihad, against the Jews. Give us the latest on that.
Yes, well, that is a very widely held belief amongst fundamentalist Muslims. It was also accentuated this week by Hamas television in the Gaza Strip, which broadcast a story saying that the Quran permits the killing of Jews because Jews are by nature criminals, because they reject Muhammad as the final prophet and this sort of thing for the most part. So this is the line that Muslim fundamentalists take. It's the core of the conflict, as I've said so many times, between Israel and the Islamic world, really. And that is this Islamic idea that they have superseded Judaism and Christianity, that they represent the final truth and the full truth, and that the greatest prophet is theirs, Muhammad, and not Moses or Jesus or any of these other things. So, you know, they base it on their religious faith, and that is something hard to change, as the late King Hussein of Jordan pointed out in a speech one time, that you can't really negate the religious beliefs of your people if they really hold to them. And unfortunately, one of those tenets is this rejection of the Jewish state. But as we just discussed, younger Muslims in a lot of the Arab world are turning more and more towards the idea of peace and are not picking up the sword of jihad, but the Palestinian Authority still is, Hamas very much still is, Hezbollah is, Iran is, Turkey increasingly so, and all of that combined means that the war will continue. It's just a sad fact.
David Dolan with the details on how the Quran, the Islamic holy book, requires all Muslims to make holy war against all Jews. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Dave's report is why the Palestinian people want to wipe out the Jews in their nation of Israel. These Palestinian radicals, motivated by the Palestinian Authority Mufti, who is the highest-ranking Muslim cleric in Israel. The Mufti says that the law of the Quran, the Sharia, calls for the Palestinian people to wage holy war on the Jews. In other words, kill all the Jews as foretold in Ezekiel chapter 35 and verse 5. Malachi chapter 1 and verse 4 reveals God's indignation against the Palestinian people forever. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...